while, you know, there's a whole DMV process while I'm listening to every Spanish dialect known to mankind.
Can you hear me?
I would think DMV wouldn't be crowded on Cinco de Mayo.
Run this joint anyway.
That's what I was chomping at, and that's why I was... I'm sorry, I know you got the agenda, but I didn't know.
I didn't know the... See, you got to give me at least, before the show, you at least got to say to me, I got a big something I want.
I didn't want to do it. But all this talk about... Really, all this talk about, hey, coming clean, being honest, showing remorse.
Would it help?
And I had it was not a dirty little secret, but it was a little...
You're an
thing.
Idiot.
It was a little thing I just... And I'm, you know...
You're an idiot.
I had been beautifully trained by these guys, and...
not a big deal. You were excited.
They had said, in addition to this course, read the manual.
Right.
Read the manual and review the testing procedures.
Is it 25 questions?
Would you like to take just a moment, just very quietly, to gloat?
Well, they did say that we should wait and read the book. And
I'd like to point out, Buzz hasn't written yet.
Okay, U-turn. All right. And now you're supposed to say to me, okay, I can't stop.
And thank God you didn't run over the instructor.
So. Okay, let's review these charges. Mike, your charge was U-turn.
U-turn,
I suck at U-turns inside a box.
And once again, in the test, I had my worst stop ever. And it wasn't a question of, like, out of control or anything. It was just like, I didn't stop as well as I should have. Not that I didn't stop the bike. There are several things you have to do.
Buzz?
I kind of, locked the rear brake up a little bit.
Is that it? Do you have anything else about Mike?
No, that's about it.
That's it.
It was just that clutch jumping incident at the beginning. But that's, I had one of those the other day myself, so that's a wash.
What was the clutch jump?
Where Tom said that's an automatic failure if you run over and kill the instructor.
Oh, yeah. When he said, did you do that?
No, but I came at you guys the other day.
What was the thing? Here's the deal. What was the thing this morning that I said I'm going to talk about on the air? I completely forgot. Do you have any memory of that whatsoever?
I'll think about it, and when I come up with it, I'll tell you.
But I've been too racked with guilt here, with all this.
You must feel better now.
No, I don't.
No?
No, I regret having said it. I feel better.
I'm glad you were on. And, Budge, I bet you do feel better.
And if you want to, there's more. There's a little bit more,
sure,
go
ahead.
Later. Do you want me to get it out of the way right now or what?
Is it more about your personal failure?
I want to thank those two guys.
Can we wait on that?
They deserve it. Tom Williams and Dave Hepburn, who were phenomenal.
Great, and they
taught the safety course. They were great guys. And
I want to say this.
And I'll say it two or three more times in the show because they deserve it. They were great.
True.
I think they have a 50% success ratio.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you. Don't just shake the salt in. Pour the whole thing.
Who mentioned a bad toe yesterday with me? And from 15 years ago.
You're right.
15 years ago.
This is true.
One time I take my shoe off and you're overwhelmed by the scent. And you had to throw in the bad toe thing.
It's true. I did do that. I'm standing in front of the computer screen, and I'm like, this is going to be no problem. And then I panicked.
Computers. Those computers are a horrible way to take
a test. Then I panicked, and then I got stupid.
You've been up
and I'm talking
five.
Stupid mistakes that were, they're right in my mind.
Do you remember any of the questions you passed on?
Nah. I do, but I'm not going into it that far.
Yeah.
I
was hoping you could just share one.
Mm. It was one about an intersection. I don't remember. It's all squash.
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
How many are you?
I'm serious. I'm studying this thing tonight like I study for the bar exam. I'm going to go in there tomorrow.
You don't need, when it comes to bars,
you pass.
Yeah.
Pass, he goes in.
Oh, that's another thing. I'm not studying tonight. Cinco de Mayo.
Just as well.
Hello. Some things take priority.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Mike. I can't believe you failed that test. Those questions are the most commonsensical questions for motorcycle riders. Anyway.
Yeah, for motorcycle riders. Mike, you've been riding since you were three.
That's right.
How many are you allowed to miss?
I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow when I come in when I've passed.
Hello, Don and Mike. I didn't think you were going to take it tomorrow because you were not going to be able to study tonight.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to study. I'm going to study. I'm
studying in the morning.
Don't forget everybody. Shut up!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. I just want to let Mike know I've been riding for like 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I failed the Virginia test the first time I took it.
Can I say something to you, sir? God bless you. You know, you know what?
God bless the loser.
We're gonna get one call like this, and yours was the one, and I needed it. I really did. I rarely rely. God knows I don't rely on our listeners to help me. But this particular call, that's how much it meant.
Can I make a guess about you, though, sir?
Sure.
I'm gonna guess it was fifth grade. Am I right or wrong? Was that the grade you were held back in?
Okay.
No.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, Joe. Hey, Mike's getting picked on, Joe. Let's roll in. Joe only popped in when Mike's picked on.
Were you wearing your do-rag and your glasses with your cigarette and your jacket?
I was wearing my leather jacket. But no do-rag is back. I was thinking my hair was a tad unkempt. And the photograph, because I was getting a new license at the same time.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I was going to change my address on my license and get the whole thing done.
Sure. Right.
And then I have to leave DMV with my existing license.
Wow.
And just walk out. And, you know, if anybody was at DMV and they saw me sobbing, that's what was happening today. You know. And everybody else seemed very happy. There was a lot of people.
It's a holiday.
Hey, you know what? Before we talk about our big Cinco de Mayo party, which we're going to have here today, we're giving away $1,000 on the trip to Las Vegas.
Wow.
But you got to come down to the station. We'll tell you why in a second here. Maybe as long as you're in this mood, you are.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yeah, sure.
Mike got a letter.
Get it out of the way.
Mike got a letter in the mail today, and I think, when did we decide to call this segment? It's,
No Effing Way.
Welcome to How's Your No Effing Way.
Huh.
Here's a letter. Mike got a package today at the station.
Yeah.
And we know most times we get packages.
There's about, a 10% chance that there's anything?
It's generally something said by someone who has good intentions, but we end up throwing it away.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was the cherry on my sundae here, because I thought it would be something fun.
Yeah, Mike was opening the package because it was a big package.
You know, this is when I was sitting there, and I've come clean on it now, so I'm just, might as well get this out of the way.
You think you have a major award?
This is a major award, and I entitled this segment, No Effing Way.
No Effing Way.
Dear Mike, I've been listening to the Don and Mike Show ever since I moved to Northern Virginia 5 years ago. Though I always enjoy the show, there have been a couple of moments recently that struck a chord with me.
Oh.
You speak fairly frequently about your health. And your weight loss efforts.
Yes.
And several times I have thought of offering my personal training services.
Oh, my goodness!
Huh. But your show yesterday, discussing the motorcycle safety course you are taking with Buzz, finally inspired me to contact you.
Ah.
In addition to being a personal trainer, I grew up around motorcycles, blah, 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 blah.
What is it that he's trying to pitch you on?
And because I grew up around them and I have a motorcycle, blah, blah, I have published Get Fitter, Ride Better.
Oh,
oh
no.
Man, it combines the two. This book provides an overview of the fundamental aspects of physical fitness and the manner in which they affect riding. Well, I've been on Route 66, and I've seen those Hondas with the twin beef twins on the back with their big antennas, those fat asses.
Right.
The 12-week fitness program is designed to help you improve your strength, stamina, and balance. I have enclosed a copy for your review. I have filed it.
Mike, what is your response?
My response? Oh, it says finally this. I thank you for your support and encourage you to contact me with any questions or comments you may have.
Well, here comes the question or comment.
Ride strong.
That's right.
Betsy Schiaponi.
Hey, Betsy.
And I want to say, from Mikey O to you, Betsy, No Effing Way.
Seriously, I think
one of the attractions of riding motorcycles is that I see a lot of fat guys on them. Big guys, sloppy fat guys.
You might consider this as an alternative. A lot of your previous exercise equipment had the word lounger in it.
Yes, this is true.
You know, this might be a
and
step
now
up.
He's all. You see how giddy he is right now?
Yeah, well,
and you know, he only got 1 point less than me on the final evaluation.
Mike beat me by 1 point on the exam.
I think, frankly, they ought to take more points off for certain aspects of that training.
Like what, Mike?
Like the box, which I hate. But you turn box because I was so sloppy, fat, Betsy.
I'd like to reset.
I'm not. It's not that I'm out of shape, Betsy. It's that I'm stupid. I'm too stupid to take the basic test. The test. Do you see people that ride motorcycles? I do, Betsy.
I'd like to restate. Buzz hasn't taken the written yet.
This is true.
He'll pass it.
You think?
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah. He'll do what he does. He took notes. For God's sake. Yeah.
Can't take notes to the DMV.
So Buzz will get that part of it down, you know, as far as it's just
the physical coordination that I have a little trouble with.
Just a little bit of that coordination.
What if he trips on his
way to the instructor asked you what he asked me? He asked if somebody was going to be accompanying you on this rolling motor.
Yeah,
perhaps like when you're sitting in a sidecar. A
couple hundred bikers, actually.
Yes, of course, you'll have lots of friends out there. But thanks to yes, get fitter, ride better. I've lost 40 pounds and my bike goes faster than ever.
Thanks, Butsy.
No effing way.
No effing way. But no, can I say, she was concerned, and I appreciate.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Donna Mike just burned a bunch of calories right there.
There I go.
Look at that. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You're on the air.
I wanted to ask Don, during that primetime live thing last night, did they see how goofy Randy Jackson looked during that Journey clip?
Yeah, you know, I guess we've talked to Joe Artinger's best friend,
Joe
Ross Valerie, about this before, that Randy Jackson.
Wasn't Randy Jackson a bass player?
Yeah, in Journey. And it was in one, I don't recall which video or concert it was, but he had like an awful-looking Clarence Clemons, Sergeant Peppers.
Just like Clarence Clemons.
I think it was the Raised on Radio tour, because he replaced Ross Valerie for that tour. And imagine my happiness when I asked Russ to sign my Raised on Radio LP.
And he said,
Randy
Jackson.
I didn't play on that one.
You see, thank you for the call. Part of the rap about this this creep on the primetime show last night was that Paula Abdul said to him, Randy used to be in Journey, so sing a Journey song.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's giving away the state secret.
Sure is, Mike. And then, like, yo, she started kissing me. Yo.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yo. Yeah. It was so much great TV last night.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien, Slicky Boy.
Right.
I'm going to come into the room now. Let's see. The camera's on. The camera's on. Everyone lined up against the wall. I'm going to do my best to look sad. Look stoic. Put one leg up. The elbow on the knee. Almost in the finger pose.
Yeah, totally affected.
I know there's a lot of families, dogs, cats, children, careers in this room that depend on me. Let's go do the best work we've ever done. Please.
No, I'm sorry.
Get that. There may have been an I'm sorry.
Okay.
There may have been.
Lost, on the other hand, kicked ass.
It was just an all-day sucker.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Say that shows.